This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, one man's mission in a city of risk, bringing happiness to the streets of Las Vegas.
First, though, basketball fans last night witnessed the rebirth of one of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1960s. It was the Celtics' Bill Russell versus the Lakers' Wilt Chamberlain. In the 1980s, it was Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson.
And now, to the surprise and delight of many, both teams are back in the finals. The Celtics won last night in a really dramatic Game 1. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston.
There was a lot of hype and expectation around last night's game, the epic rivalry reborn, and the teams delivered, playing a close and exciting Game 1. The night's signature moment came in the third quarter when Celtics star Paul Pierce collapsed, clutching his knee, and was carried off. But he soon returned, playing with a sprain and drained a pair of big three-point shots. Also good for the Celtics, Lakers star Kobe Bryant's shooting was a little bit off, something that's unlikely to continue. But even before the game started, Celtics fans were hungry. Carol Sexton, who says she's been a Celtics fan for 47 years, was jumping up and down and screaming before the game.
No, I do that every game. I stand there and I do the
jumping. Just like KG.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. My kids think I'm crazy.
Joe Scotchels was cheering next to her. He's been coming to games most of his life, too, and remembers the Larry Bird days.
I came to Bird's first game with my father.
Oh, wow.
Yep. They let out a white dove into the rafters, and they flew around for like weeks. I'll never forget that. It's definitely great to have them back to where they used to be.
This is tremendous. So excited.
In recent years, the Lakers have had Bryant's and a bunch of good players. They've won a few championships, but Celtics fans have been lost in the desert for a long time. For way more than a decade, the team has been really bad. They lost 18 games in a row last year. Ryan Damaso was getting a beer at halftime.
It was painful, man. It was painful.
The Celtics had their beleaguered and frustrated star, Paul Pierce, but nobody really good for him to work with. Then at the end of last season, in some bold trades, the team scored two more All-Stars, the deadly three-point shooter Ray Allen, and this year's defensive MVP, Kevin Garnett, KG.
Now all of a sudden you got Garnett, it's like, awesome.
Garnett is a basketball gladiator. He pounds his chest, he screams, he glowers at other players with a sweat-streaked, wide-eyed stare. But he's also a team player who's as good a passer as he is a shooter, and he's earned respect from everybody on the court or off. That includes Rick Berthold and Bill Cargan, who are wearing green plastic hair and Celtics hats.
You don't realize how intense he is, how, you know, he's just absolutely focused. And that's what he's all about, and that's infectious. And I think it's, you know, not just him, but what he does to the whole team that's really kind of changed.
Even Pierce has stepped it up.
So this Celtics team has fans in Boston embracing its basketball legacy.
Celtics stole the ball. It's all over. It's all over.
That's the longtime radio voice of the Celtics, Johnny Most, calling the 1965 Division Finals deciding game against Philadelphia. Hall of Famer John Havlicek intercepted an inbounds pass, saving the game.
Bill Russell wants to grab Havlicek. He hugs him. He squeezes John Havlicek.
The Celtics' Bill Russell and Havlicek went on to beat the Los Angeles Lakers that year in the finals. It was one of nine titles they won during the 60s. And 20 years later, the rivalry with the Lakers lived on with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. At a pregame practice before Game 1, Lakers veteran Derek Fisher, though, was trying to keep all the comparisons to the historic Lakers and Celtics players in perspective.
I mean, you're talking about Kareem and Magic and James Worthy and Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and on and on and on. I mean, I feel like I'm a good player, but, I've never, ever even thought about comparing myself to those guys. So hopefully we can put together that type of series, though, that people from both cities, fans from both teams, and people around the world, hopefully, now that this game is as big as it is, we'll talk about this for a long time.
The teams are off to a good start. They meet again for Game 2 Sunday night. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.